One Night of Miracles, January 30th at 7 p.m. with Apostle Ronald Solly.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's a time and a season for everything. There's an appropriate time. Many times in your place of employment or your business, you need to let your light shine first. Instead of, you know, all your Jesus bumper stickers and Jesus and crosses and, you know, Jesus hats and all of that. Yeah, but what type of life have you allowed to shine first? See, let your light shine, and guaranteed opportunity will come to you to share your faith. But sometimes we shine in the light in people's face. But believe me, opportunity will be there. Sow a seed. Show people love. Give them grace. Grace is very attractive. Grace, you mean, it attracts people. Amen. All right? So grace carries a strong evangelistic anointing. When we talk about that evangelistic anointing, as I said earlier, grace asks the question, where? See, when you have an evangelistic anointing, you're not worried about what. I used to, when praying for people, try to get some understanding of what, you know, trying to figure it out. And I found over time that that's futile. Either the devil coming out or he ain't. you try to explain it and get all the education and all that. No, you have an evangelistic anointing. You have to find all that stuff out. You know, you have to know the devil, you know, you don't have to know the enemy's name. What name? Who are you? You don't need that. All they have to know is who you are. And that you mean business, what you're doing. When they know you mean business, they're not going to stay. So the question is not what, but where. Okay? When that evangelistic anointing, you're asking, where is he? Not what's going on with him. Or why is he there? Why is he in Lodabar if he's part of this covenant? David asked no question. He said, where is he? And then he sent for him. It's interesting. Grace is interested in locating the person in need and not necessarily finding out what went wrong. You got people like that. They want to know. You know, inquiring minds want to know. Well, tell me about it. No, just pray for me. You know, you met people like that. They want to know. But true grace just wants to know where you at. When a person knows that they are carrying the anointing, a whole lot of questions don't matter. Just where are you? Come here, I'm praying for you. Come here, I got something for you. I got something to impart for you because you are a child of a covenant. When you understand that somebody's part of a covenant, you don't have to ask a bunch of questions. How deep they got in or what went wrong or how long has this been going on and all that. No, you don't have to ask those questions. Some people do, but you don't have to ask those questions. Just lay your hands on them. Say, in the name of Jesus. I got you now in the name of Jesus. See, how many know there's power in that name? Amen. At that name, every knee has to bow. Every enemy has to go. But see, you can complicate this thing if you're not moving in grace. Because your carnal mind kicks in and you want to know stuff. You want to kind of measure. None of that matters. None of that matters. Let me go back to number 5, the evangelistic anointing. Because David, he wasn't interested in Mephibosheth's chronology. Tell me something about your grandfather. How about your uncles? Does this run in your family? That's a doctor. A doctor will ask you all that. And they have reason for asking that. But I'm talking about the evangelistic anointing. You moving in head knowledge trying to figure all that out. See, deliverance is not just getting the enemy out. It's getting Christ in. And not only getting Christ in, but oftentimes we have to demolish certain belief systems, how people have believed. And you can do that by speaking to it. Hello? Amen. You can demolish certain things. But then, you know, a house swept, you have to guard it now. Now you have to guard your house. Now you have to have the right input. See, listen, even with deliverance is not getting somebody up here screaming and foaming and wiggling like a snake and You know, people look at deliverance. People have seen deliverance. Deliverance. Now, well, let me. I'm off on something else here that I want to just pull out of the spirit here. All right, this don't cost you nothing. Okay, deliverance. Somebody need to hear this right now. Deliverance is not just trying to get the devil out of someone's life. It's getting Christ in. Deliverance for a believer or for a saint is different. Now hear me. Than deliverance for an unsaved person. You see, people look at, you know, a saint, you know, screaming and eyes rolling back of the head and all this stuff and getting delivered from something. But that's for an unbeliever. That's something going on with an unbeliever. Deliverance for a saint. I want to keep it real simple, ABC, because what we tend to do is complicate what God has simplified. Deliverance for a saint of God is simply taking off. Come on, act like you got a hat on, take it off. If you have one on, don't you have to take it off. Just act like you're taking off, allowing the word of God to renew your mind, and then putting on Christ. Amen. 1, 2, 3, ABC, simple as that. And it don't take a long time. It's just you determine your mind, you decide, I'm taking this habit that has been tripping me up, that has been hindering me, that has been blocking me, that's got my attitude bad, that's got me discouraged, I'm taking it off right now. Come on, just take it off. You as a saint, you have the authority. You have the power, the dunamis. Your decision. That's how simple it is. It's on the quantum level. You don't need a lot of formulas and a lot of this, that. Just make a decision. You say, I'm taking it off. You take it off. Boom. Right there, a door is shut. Amen. Somebody say, game over. The moment you decide, but then take the word and renew your mind. Fill that void that had all those bad thoughts with the word. Renew your mind, and then as you do that, you are putting on Christ. Simple as that. You have to go through a whole lot of, you know, 40 days of fasting and purging and foaming. You better not come up here foaming. We're going to call the doctor. That's what we call it. Call the ambulance. Do you understand? It's different. We complicate it. It's easy. You can do it in your own home, in your car, at your job, while you are working. Just make up your mind. Enough is enough. You shall decree. You shall decide a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light will begin to shine upon your ways. You see, Jesus says that, listen, Jesus has defeated the enemy. Can you really? I don't care. It's just, you know, there are times where it seems like all hell breaks loose. Anybody ever been there? Like you know, everything you hear, everywhere you go, it's trouble. Something happening, something wrong. It's like the enemy has you under attack. But you know what? He's been defeated. Your engagement or where you're to engage or exercise warfare is not against the devil. Why? Jesus did it and defeated him. The reason why sometimes there's so much trouble at a certain time, because of your belief system, how you are perceiving things. You know, a lot of people, when they war in the spirit, they war like they're warring with something out here. Jesus already defeated all of that. The warfare is here. Anywhere in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, having to do with warfare, even the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Well, what did they do? Pull down strongholds. What strongholds? Imaginations. Where are imaginations? High things. Where are they? That exalt themselves against what? The knowledge of God. So the warfare is there. Jesus already won the battle. See, grace is something that was wrought for us and given to us long before we entered into it. It's here already. He's already given us everything we will ever need. They heard it on that side. I ain't hear nothing over here. I'll come over here. Jesus has given us everything we will ever need. Everything we have right now, we have right now, we have right now. You might need some money, but I'm going to tell you, you have it already. You may need a breakthrough, but I'm going to tell you right now, you have it already. Amen. Whatever it is you need, he's already provided for it. God don't have to go to work for you. It's already been done. Jesus did it already. But you know what blocks us? Our mind. In our mind. Old belief systems. Still waiting on God. And well, God waiting on you. You see, grace starts with God. And he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. God is calling you to a higher place. God is calling you out of a lot of the mess and difficulty that has surrounded you, that python that has tried to squeeze the life out. God is calling you out of that into a greater grace. But you are called on to make decisions. And not to decide is to decide. When you don't make a choice, you have decided. Does that make sense to you? Feel the tug to share these things, because God never starts anything until he's first finished it. Amen. When we look at the Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, where it says God created the heaven and the earth, but then it goes on to say the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God spoke, or God said, let there be light. See, that began the process of restoration. That was the start of restoration. That was not creation. If you read closely, when the land appeared, the seed was already in the ground. Something had taken place, and God was restoring everything to a pristine glory. I want to say to you today that we are in a time of restoration.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 37 of Mega Grace, the Prevailing Word of Grace, part 2. We cannot afford to fly at low altitude, or we will be unable to hear the sound of our provision. We must be prepared. Acceleration and entering into the realm where God first spoke of things regarding eternity is at hand. Isaiah 46, 9 through 10 exhorts us to remember the former things of old. We must reconnect to the former that God said to us, for there is none other like him who will declare the end from the beginning, for his counsel shall stand forever. This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR. Banks, or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.